Greg Clugston in Philadelphia. It's debate night here in Pennsylvania, which offers the biggest electoral vote prize among the critical battleground states. Next hour, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will face questions and each other in a 90-minute debate at the National Constitution Center. The vice president will make a case that her opponent threatens democracy and abortion rights, while Donald Trump plans to blame the Biden-Harris administration for inflation and chaos at the border. With opinion polls showing a deadlocked race, each candidate hopes to give their campaign a jolt tonight with 56 days until Election Day. I'm Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
The ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live tonight on the Salem Radio Network. Speaker Mike Johnson's opening bid to avert a government shutdown appears doomed to fail in the House this week amid widespread Republican opposition, thwarting the top lawmakers' hopes of the proposal squeezing Democrats in both chambers. Bernie Bennett reports.
The mounting Republican opposition is putting Johnson in a bind. Caught between conservatives pushing for the package that combines the lengthy CR with the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or SAVE Act, moderates concerned about the political implications of a shutdown threat so close to the election, and GOP defense hawks sounding the alarm about how the half-year stopgap would affect Pentagon funding. Johnson, however, is digging in his heels on the CR plus SAVE Act, vowing to plow ahead with the legislation despite the White House's promise that President Biden would veto it, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer planning to bring up an alternative, quote, clean stopgap. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, a mixed day today as the Dow is down by 92 points. The NASDAQ rose 141, with the S&P 500 advancing 24. Oil down $2.39 to $66.32 a barrel. This is SRN News. A California city fights back.
Huntington Beach says it will sue the state over a new law that bars teachers from informing parents that their child is living as the opposite sex in school. City Attorney Michael Gates tells the Daily Signal that legal action is necessary because, quote, the state has been overreaching beyond constitutional bounds for years, and it's about time that somebody or someone stands up against it. We are going to do everything in our power to protect our children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates in South Dakota are claiming that doctors can't rely on a new video that's designed to give clear guidance to physicians for life-threatening situations. The Republican-majority legislature approved the video earlier this year. In it, South Dakota Department of Health Secretary Melissa Magstad talks about current abortion law and various pregnancy medical complications that could allow a woman to terminate her pregnancy. This is SRN News. A cooler weather forecast offers hope for firefighters battling an intense Southern California blaze in the San Bernardino Mountains. We hear more from correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
Several days of triple-digit temperatures stoking a wildfire in Southern California, burning so hot, creating its own thunderstorm-like weather systems. But firefighters are hoping to gain the upper hand with cooler weather forecast to move into the area after today. The Line Fire, threatening thousands of homes and commercial structures, burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest just east of Los Angeles. Mountain Home Village resident Stephen Richardson holding out hope he doesn't lose his home.
Hopefully it'll just burn up the ridge and our little community will be free from flames that are nearby.
I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.